Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. Federal agents have launched a massive dragnet across Arizona gun stores, armed with a secret gallery of photos and a list of nearly two dozen potential suspects in the abduction of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. Philip Martin, co-owner of Armor Bearer Arms in Tucson, revealed that FBI agents recently descended on his shop with a three-page hit list containing 18 to 24 names and photographs. Martin spoke to Fox News.
There was probably six or seven names. There were six or seven people per sheet. And so I just went through each sheet, all three sheets, and I typed in the last name, and nothing popped up.
Investigators demanded a deep dive into electronic sales records from the past year, desperately searching for a match to the armed phantom caught on doorbell footage tampering with a Nest camera at Nancy's front door. While Martin found no hits in his system, the FBI confirmed to him they are canvassing every weapon dealer in the region to ID the gunman who snatched the mom of Today co-host Savannah Guthrie on February 1st. The clock is ticking on a forensic nightmare that began at 2:28 a.m. inside Nancy's Tucson estate when her pacemaker suddenly lost connection to a phone app, a haunting digital heartbeat that went silent just minutes after her Nest camera was manually disconnected. The suspect, a male standing 5'9 to 5'10 with an average build and facial hair, was captured on film wearing a black ski mask, a zip-up fleece, and a 25-liter Ozark Trail hiker pack believed to be purchased from Walmart. Retired Pima County Lieutenant and SWAT Commander Bob Krieger spoke to CBS News.
That might be the only piece of evidence that shows up that can put two and two together. It could be very significant.
The FBI is now working with Walmart and other retailers to track the specific purchase history of the items, including a holster seen on the suspect's hip, his gear, and that backpack. Despite the kidnapper brandishing a firearm in the footage, DNA recovered from a pair of gloves discarded 2 miles away yielded zero matches in the FBI's National CODIS database, forcing agents to pivot to the high-stakes canvassing of gun registries. As the hunt intensifies, federal teams have contacted Mexican law enforcement reportedly, fearing Nancy may have been taken across the border via unmonitored desert routes. With a now $200,000 reward on the table from the FBI and Crime Stoppers, if you have any information, contact 1-800-CALL-FBI or the Pima County Sheriff's Department at 520-351-4900. More crime and justice news after this. A quiet night of food delivery orders in Salem, Oregon, spiraled into a cross-state bloodbath when 62-year-old Daniel Ray Myers allegedly transformed his silver Honda Civic into a rolling torture chamber. Myers lured a woman to a secluded gravel patch in West Salem under the guise of work before launching a predatory sexual assault. When the victim fought back with everything she had, Myers reportedly drew a blade, stabbing her multiple times in a frenzied rage. As the woman bled out in the passenger seat, Myers refused to let her free until she used the ultimate survival tactic. She negotiated with her own executioner, displaying ice-cold composure while suffering from multiple puncture wounds. The victim convinced a delusional Myers that she needed first aid items to patch herself up. At 9 p.m., Myers pulled into a Walgreens in Kaiser, Oregon, and watched as his blood-soaked victim walked through the automatic doors. It was his final mistake. Store employees saw the carnage, shielded the woman, and called 911 as Myers burned rubber, sparking a massive West Coast manhunt. Salem police warned the public that Myers was armed and dangerous as he fled south through Oregon and into the California heartland. The 800-mile flight ended in a high-stakes takedown on February 12th when California Highway Patrol intercepted Myers near Bakersfield. Officers in the Button Willow area cornered the silver Honda Civic and took the fugitive into custody without a shot fired. Myers now faces charges of attempted second-degree murder and multiple sexual assault felonies. He is currently awaiting extradition back to Oregon to face the woman who outsmarted him. And finally, a tourist in Flagler County, Florida, gave flight or fight a whole new meaning when he was caught treating Interstate 95 like a private runway. Boaz Sinuani was clocked weaving through traffic at a blistering 114 miles per hour in a rented Honda Accord. When deputies finally grounded the high flyer, Sinuani offered a plain excuse. He was driving from Miami to New York to catch a flight to Israel. Listen to the body cam.
You didn't pull over. You're going 114 miles an hour. In and out of traffic. You're going to New York? You're going to be late.
Boaz thought he could turn his rental into a rocket ship, claiming highways back home have no speed limits. He quickly realized, though, that when you're racing for a flight, the law has more turbulence. He was arrested under the super speeder law and hauled to the Sheriff Perry Hall inmate detention facility. It seems this vacationer forgot that while he wanted to be in the clouds, Florida will keep everyone down to earth. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.